Thank you very much. Thank you. Those were a pair of three-part jigs that we often use, or occasionally use, I should say, for contra dances up in New England and sometimes down here. We didn't do it this week, but it fits a dance called Waves of Tory, I believe. The first one was the Blarney Pilgrim, and the second one was Remember They Kissed the Quaker's Wife. We'll now turn to another jig, but we'll have our wicked way with it and slow it down a good deal, play it a lot slower than we'd ever play it for a dance, and go into a couple of variations, and then play it as a recognizable danceable jig. It's called Coleraine. And from there, we'll go into an Irish reel called Coolies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to introduce the rest of the band, but unfortunately they just ran out on us, because we'd like to ask Anne Percival up here to play the piano. There she is.
The illustrious sixth or so member.
That's right. We have interchangeable people here. David Cantini is playing oboe on this next thing, along with, what else do you play, flute? Oh, just oboe. I'm George Marshall, and those guys will have to introduce themselves when they come back. This next set of tunes is something that we do as in concerts. When the three of us are playing together, we go by the name of Wild Asparagus. Well, you have to understand that we come from the Asparagus Valley, which is the Pioneer Valley. It's also known as the Pioneer Valley. For those of you who don't like asparagus, you can come anyway. And what this particular set of tunes is nice because it's kind of a play for us. We get to do some Irish tunes and a little bit of classical music. We do a fantasy that Telemann wrote, and David will tell you a little bit more about it since I have put aside classical music.
He participates, however. This is, you will hear, and I think you'll know when it begins, Fantasy, Parts of Fantasy number 3 by Telemann, and it's written originally for unaccompanied flute. And I've decided that since there isn't enough solo literature for oboe, that it's fair game. I'd also like to lodge a protest with some people who will remain unnamed anyway, and that is that the reason I'm using this music stand tonight is that whoever used my green easel that I was using downstairs last night didn't put it where I thought it was, and so I had to use a music stand tonight. It's really bad.
I don't think it's really your fault, Sandy. I tried to convince him.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to continue now with some...
Don't forget to introduce yourselves.
Don't forget to introduce ourselves. Shall we introduce ourselves?
Very well.
The band is Swallowtail, not to be confused with other bands of similar sounding names. And right here on fiddle and mandolin, sometimes fife, is Ron Grosslein.
Thank you.
On this end, on hammer dulcimer, is Tim Van Egmond. You know George and David from Wild Asparagus. And I'm Tim Triplett on piano and this odd instrument in the background with an odd name called the virginal. It's a type of harpsichord. We're going to start out this next piece on the virginal. This is a tune that began as an Irish air, a beautiful air, and we play it at dances as a waltz sometimes, but now in concert we turn back to the air sort of setting that it originally had, although we don't sing it. We don't really do much singing, again, notwithstanding certain bands to the contrary that might have similar sounding names to ours. If you know anything about Gaelic, you see this huge splurge of letters that seem to just randomly select letters from the alphabet and put them together, and they see that's Gaelic, and that's sort of the way it sounds, too. And if you look at the title of this next tune, you want to say something like Shliabnamban, and you try and put the M's and the B's next together and all that sort of thing, and I never was taught that when I was an infant, so I just can't do it. In fact, even if you go to Ireland, you find out they can't do it either. And I was just there last summer, and we had been calling it Shliabnaban, or for short, Slob in the Barn. And I found out that, in fact, they just call it Slievnaban. Slievnaban, and it means something like a woman of the mountain. This is an Irish air, Slievnaban.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got one more set of tunes for you. And what time do we have there? Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to fit this whole thing in. At home we do a lot of experimenting. As you know, we use many different instruments and we try as many different things as we can. And what we did with this tune is that we slowed it down, and the more we slowed it down, the more beautiful it became. And we actually came up with a whole theory, at least about this tune and possibly about music. And that is that the slower it goes, the more beautiful it becomes. And as you approach absolute zero, beauty increases to infinity. Now, I don't think that we're going to have time for that tonight.
We're going to miss an awful lot.
Yeah, so here's the next best thing. It's Lanigan's Ball, and the tune, as we heard Malcolm Douglas and Gray Larson play it. The second tune is Morrison's Jig, and the last one is Gravel Walk.
Thank you. very much. This is an evening that this wonderful response just sums up for us the whole feeling of the week, and we'll remember it for a long time when we bring it home with us. These next couple of tunes that we'll play are Swinging on a Gate, which is a traditional tune that a lot of you will recognize, having danced the same dance to that title, and following up with a tune written by a wonderful man up in New Hampshire who travels all around and sometimes carts his piano with him, named Bob McQuillan. The name of the tune is Dancing Bear.
Wonderful. We'll have a short intermission now. We're going to have a short intermission now. There are lots of albums for sale out there, so take advantage of this time to buy an album and have your favorite group autograph it, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Thank you.